The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. This is the Wednesday session of the Refreshment Club. And today, in many a home throughout the country, there will be refreshing meetings of Wednesday clubs. For every chairman, every hostess knows that the way to add refreshment to any meeting, any day, is to serve frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola. The Refreshment Club will come to order for the roll call. And please answer to your name. Clark Dennis.
I'm ready.
Helen Jane Belkey.
So am I.
The Ranch Boys.
Here.
Walter Blouthus.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here, Don. Take the meeting.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. Well, sir, it's march time on the Refreshment Club on the square. March! March time. All right, here's our Freshman Club Romeo, Clark Dennis. Clark, as we told you yesterday and the day before, is now an amateur theatrical guy. They're having amateur theatricals out in his neighborhood, you know, and Clark, very, very fortunate. He got the job playing Hamlet. How are you coming along there, Clark?
Oh, I'm coming along pretty good, Don. I made a couple improvements in the lines, though.
Oh, I see. Adding Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's what he was afraid of. Well, what have you done, Clark?
Well, for instance, there is one place, one line, where Hamlet says, "Get thou into motion, Ophelia."
Oh, yeah. I see. What did you do with that?
Well, I shortened that to "swing out, babe."
You're doing fine, yeah. I can just see him up there on the stage, can't you? He's really going to go to town, boy. It's all right, Clark. You're going to be a success. You know, there's only one thing you got to remember, Clark. For success, just keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. See? When you're eating grapefruit, just reverse the process. You'll be all right. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Midnight Blue, Don.
Ah, Midnight Blue. I love the night. I'm giving you a little dope for Shakespeare. I love the night. Good old night, Ophelia. When you see that midnight blue and the star. Say, by the way, Clark, do you know that they found out on Jupiter there, that's one of the stars, you know?
Yeah.
It hasn't one moon, it's got 10 moons going around it, or it's going around 10 moons, whichever way it is.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just think, if Kate Smith lived there, they'd have to have a whole choir of Kate Smiths helping all those moons over the mountain. Midnight Blue.
When I see the glamour of the night, my my heart is prepared for action. I am so enamored of the sight when you are the main attraction. Midnight blue, that was the color scheme when I met you. And soon this heart of mine was beating like thunder under the midnight blue. Midnight blue had painted shadows on our rendezvous. I couldn't speak as I beheld you in wonder under the midnight blue. Roses gave you lips of red, and like a crown upon your head, stars were strung. Far away the music played, I heard a sweetheart serenade being sung. Love was young, midnight blue, and then I found myself caressing you. I found my heaven in the spell I was under the midnight blue, under the midnight.
Well, sir, you've met Mr. Ted Wheeler, our Scotch saxophonist, by a conversation. You've heard him taking his part in the saxophone section, but this morning you're going to meet him as a flute virtuoso, because Ted also plays the flute, and does a swell job of it, too. You know, Ted has become just a little bit more prosperous than usual since he's been on these programs, and so the other day he decided that he ought to do something at home, you know. So he gave his wife $60. He told her to buy him a new suit with it.
You're
right,
not
Ted?
Kidding.
Huh?
You're not kidding.
I know it. I know you couldn't hear Ted. He just walked up to the mic at the present time. He's a very quiet walker. Once he wore out a pair of rubber heels, he's been walking on his tiptoes ever since. Clark, Clark, I imagine me calling you Clark, Ted.
I can, yes.
You can?
Sure.
Well, he has a touch of Romeo in him at that, but I think he'll come out with the next washing. Ted, where are you from, Missouri?
Kansas City.
Kansas City, well.
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas City, Kansas.
Just across the river.
Just across the river. Ted Wheeler from just across the river is going to play a flute solo, and it's really a lovely piece of music. Scherzino. Done very, very nicely. Thank you very much, Dan. All right, here come the ranch boys now. The whoopee tie. Boy, what pep, what pep. There they are, the ranch boys. Clara, Lou, and Em. Curly Jack and Shorty, I mean. Boys, what are you going to do today, huh?
I think I'll spend about 5 minutes laughing after that one.
You're going to take us way out west, I bet.
Yeah, we're going out west.
How about a little yodel in one of the numbers?
All right. Maybe we can get one in.
Curly does that, doesn't he?
Yeah, you got to get him feeling kind of romantic, and then he'll yodel, see.
Well, I know. I've heard him. He's came from a small town, just a yodel boy that made good in a big city, and he really does it, too. What's the song, Jack?
Home on the Range.
Oh, yeah. Sitting on the kitchen stove with you, Nellie. Or Home, Home on the Range. Now, Walter Blaufuss and the boys have one of those swell numbers from Pennies from Heaven, you know. Remember? Pennies from Heaven. And this one is 1-2, button your shoe. Of course, that's kind of hard to do now. People can't take the time to button shoes anymore. That's why they made lace shoes. For people who are too lazy to button. Oh, McNeil, please.
Here.
Say, Bob, I wish you'd give your attention for a moment to that letter I spoke to you about a while ago, wouldn't you?
All right, Don. A member of the refreshment club writes in to ask, why do you always serve Coca-Cola in a glass with ice at your daily meetings? Isn't it just as good right out of the bottle? That's a very good question. With two schools of thought on the matter, too. Well, some people like the bottle because it's more informal. They say that tilting a cold and frosty bottle to your lips is the right slant and refreshment. Others prefer Coca-Cola in a glass with ice to keep it cold. And that is important, because Coca-Cola tastes best when it's ice cold. A good rule is to take your choice when you serve yourself, but to use the more formal method in a glass with plenty of ice when you serve guests. And the best rule, of course, is to make sure that bottles of Coca-Cola are always ready and waiting in your refrigerator at home. All right, Don?
Okay, Bob. Now, Al and Jane, there are a few things I want to take up with you today. I see you're going to sing These Foolish Things Remind Me of You, huh?
That's right.
You know, there are a lot of foolish things in life, aren't there?
You're telling me.
I mean, little silly things. Now, let's keep this just the way it is. Little silly things, you know, like, for example, getting a house and you want to turn off a radio, it's a strange radio, and you have an awful time finding the gadget that turns it off sometimes.
That's right.
Little foolish things. Or try and read a timetable. That's a foolish thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, you're introducing people and you only know their first name, and you say, Mr. Am, this is...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a foolish thing, isn't it? I'm not getting much help on this. It was foolish to me at the beginning. Tying a bow tie, you wouldn't know about that. That's a foolish thing, though.
Or, did you practice around a pitcher?
What?
Did you practice around a pitcher?
Pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
You know. A water pitcher.
They can't see your gestures on the air. I'm sorry now.
Don't men usually practice tying their bow ties around a water pitcher?
I always tie mine around my neck. I don't
really?
Know. I'm kind of silly that way.
That's a foolish thing.
Yeah, I'll say it. Or when you go to somebody's home and they have just the guest towels hanging there, you don't know whether to use them or what.
That's bad.
A lot of foolish things. Well, Helen Jane's going to sing an ode to Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving dinner, she was full of turkey, she was full of cranberries, she was full of celery, she was full of mashed potatoes. Thanksgiving dinner old. These foolish things remind me of you.
A cigarette that bears the lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and steal my heart as we. Remind me of you. My tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground painted swing. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The sky of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you
sounded grand, Helen Jane. Very, very nice. Well, sir, those ranch boys are with us again.
Whoop, whoop,
I didn't expect a double yip here, but we got it today. What's the number this time, Jack?
Methodist pie, Don.
Oh, that's an old spiritual, isn't it?
Yeah, you go to church meetings and church camp meetings, you know, and have a lot of Methodist pie.
You hear that, huh? Say, speaking of pie and things to eat, we do speak of things to eat on this program once in a while. Also, once in a great while, we speak of something to drink, like an ice cold bottle of, what's that word again, boy?
Coca-Cola!
Ah, thank you. I couldn't think of it for the moment. speaking of things to eat, as the boys were, they went in a restaurant the other day, at least Shorty did, and I think he was after some pie, too. He sat down there, and he thought for a while, and he said, no, I guess not. He said to the waiter, I think I'll have some salad. And the waiter said, what kind, shrimp? Shorty said, lay off the personality and give me something to eat here, will you? A little Methodist pie.
Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. I'm a Methodist, Methodist, 'tis my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. When old grim death comes knocking at the door, I'm a Methodist till I die.
I was down at camp meeting the other afternoon just to hear them shout and sing.
Yeah.
For to tell each other how to love one another and to make hallelujah ring. There's old Uncle Daniel and Brother Ebenezer, Uncle Rufus with his lame gal Sue, mm-hmm. and Polly and Melinda and old Mother Benda. Well, I never seen a happier crew.
Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die.
I'm a Methodist, Methodist, 'tis my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. When old grim death comes knocking at the door,
I'm a Methodist till I die.
Well, they all go there for to have a good time and eat that grub so
yeah,
sly.
Sir.
Have applesauce butter with sugar in a goat and a great big Methodist pie. Well, you ought to hear the ringing when they all get to singing that good old by and by. See Jimmy McGee in the top of the tree saying, how is this for high?
Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe I'm a Methodist till I die.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories of long, long ago. Ever notice how hardships which seemed unbearable at the moment, or something that you dreaded to happen, wasn't quite so bad after it did happen? Well, I've tried to put down my thoughts about this in a little verse that I'd like to read. Remember that time, long, long ago, when your heart was full of sorrow, when every day weighed down your grief and made you fear tomorrow? Was it someone dear to you that grim death took away? Did your best friend prove untrue? Oh, weren't you sad that day? Your love? A heartache there, that romance? You remember? As you hear the strains of long ago, it kindles every ember. Every memory is revived. Each heartache reappears, but only for a moment. Your eyes are dim with tears. For all these disappointments have mellowed with age. You scan your book of memories and turn another page. Yes, every hill that you climbed in life looked impossibly high when you were at the bottom and looked up toward the sky. But once life's hills surmounted, they level backward. So you sigh and then in time forget those hills of long ago. Now it's overture time on the Refreshment Club. I hope this will prove one of your favorites by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, the Raymond Overture. And so ends today's meeting of the Refreshment Club. Tomorrow, tune in again and hear Clark Dennis, Ellen Jane Belkey, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra for the violin solo in which George Kaiser, the Brookfield Flash, goes to town. This is yours truly, Don McNeil, saying, remember meanwhile, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.